Ever feel like you've got to get your should together?
Is your should about to hit the fan?
Have you been sitting in your shoulds for most of your life wondering if you could be more, see more, or do more? Welcome to Shut the Should Up with Candace Payne
and Jenny Randall. We're both authors and speakers who want to stomp out your flaming bag of should.
With a whole lot of faith, together, let's sort through the pain, purpose, and promise to find freedom in the things we tell ourselves we should and should not do.
Because there's so much more in you. We have arrived at the final episode in this mini series on seasons. Oh. I'm Jenny Randall here with Candace Payne.
Wow.
That was your
point. Can it really be a season that we're ending? Oh,
a season, a series, a mini series coming to a close. But today we're talking about summer fun, living our best life. So we've talked about how to be present in your season. We've talked about winter and those seasons that feel like death. We have talked about when things come alive and the Lord is redeeming and restoring some of our seasons. Mm. We've talked about when things matter and what it looks like to harvest. It being a harvest season. And now we're talking about when things get a little hot and heated. Hey-o.
Summer heat. That was a sound effect that I added just then. Hope you like that.
Really, I'm not sure how I felt. Can you do it again?
It's a sizzle. It's a That's not a snake. It's a sizzle.
Sizzle. Tell me about some of, we're going to just, we kind of did a masterclass last episode with Candace teaching us the Bible. Yeah, genius skills. But let's talk about some sizzling summer times. Do you have a wildly inappropriate or wildly fun vacation story from summer?
You know what? The moment has arrived. This is the moment. When all I've done. Okay, so here's the deal. We need to prepare our hearts because I told myself I would never share this story anywhere online. And it's I'm leaning in right now. It is happening. This is a true story. The year was 1980 something. Candace was not Candace Payne, but was Candace Sharp. Freckled, fourth grade, heavy set. Enjoying Six Flags over Texas with her family on summer vacation. Wow. And I'm going to tell you, I did not ever in my life learn self-control as a grade school child when it came to vacation food. I'm just going to say it. Vacation food is my favorite food. It is my favorite food. Give me a funnel cake all day long. Jenny, what's your favorite theme park food? If you were like right now, that's where I'm going.
Popcorn. I'm just a popcorner.
You can get it in the microwave.
Yeah, but at Disney, you get this bucket and then you can go and just keep filling it up. I mean, they make you pay, but you get the bucket and it's just like popcorn in my mouth all day long. But I'm a funnel caker. I'll be a funnel caker alongside you.
Well, now you want popcorn. I love popcorn. Okay, so sidebar. Are you a sweet or a salty, buttery popcorn person? You got to pick.
Buttery, salt.
The rest of your life.
I'm not.
Look,
don't give me kettle corn or murder your soul. I will crush you.
Why are you drizzling chocolate on that? You made it soggy. Put some butter. Butter makes it light for some reason. I don't know how.
I used to work in a movie theater. I used to work in a movie theater. If you only knew what those kids did to the popcorn. I'm just saying, not the greatest of things. So I stopped working, but I kept cashing in those free movie tickets. Yes, Lord.
All right, continue on. Popcorn last night at a movie theater. Now I regret. Okay. So here's the deal. Much like I regretted this day, 1980 something at Six Flags over Texas, with all the food choices I made, because I did have a funnel cake. I even had one of those lemon chillers. Do you remember those where there was like a plastic bucket with a lid that you had a spoon and it was frozen lemonade? And you would scoop out the frozen lemonade. Mm-hmm. I had one of those. I had a big, huge, giant soda. Did not have a cinnamon bun. But
so
I
that's
going
to be my favorite. Sorry to interrupt. Ooh, I just remembered it at Disney. The cinnamon buns. Oh my gosh. Ooh. Yes, Lord.
Now, if we're okay. at Disney, right, give me one of those Dole Whips. One of those pineapple with ice cream.
Ew.
Oh no, delish. No. So, anyways, so young Candace decides because you know my mom decided that she would give all four of us kids spending money for the day. And she said, it's really whatever you want to buy. You can buy souvenirs with this. You can buy snacks. It doesn't matter. Well, your girl bought snacks. So what doesn't go very well after you have a whole bunch of snacks inside of a fourth grade tummy? You do rides that spin around, right? Do you see where I'm going? Mm. Well, I knew better that I would go, all right, I'm not going to spin around. Don't do that. Don't do the tilt-a-whirl. Don't do the tornado. Don't do the conquistador. I mean, like, do the rides that I can somewhat tolerate the stomach churning that's happening right now. And for some reason, I thought that the parachutes would be a good ride. Now, if you don't know what the parachutes are, Jenny, the parachutes are these, basically, they're big, huge buckets that you could either stand or sit in. And when you stand or sit in the parachutes, they go up really high vertically on these cables, and then they drop down like you're being dropped out of a plane in a parachute. So you know that feeling of when you drop, like your stomach kind of to your throat? That was supposed to be the joy of it, but I didn't think that that would be hard because I wasn't spinning. For some reason in my fourth grade mind, spinning was the issue, not dropping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I get on a cart that has probably 10 people standing room only. And with my Uncle Jim, we go all the way up to the highest peak that we could of that cable. And we feel it just lock into place. And as it drops, my stomach elevates almost out of my throat and I keep it. I don't throw up, but, and I say, but very intentionally, but, I started to have diarrhea as we
go. No.
And here's the deal.
I didn't
know that
was a thing. The bottom floor
of these parachutes were all grated. So it's falling down on people in the lines below us. Diarrhea is falling from the sky, landing on people's faces that are standing underneath us.
No. Oh, Candace.
That's not the worst part of the story. That's not the worst part of the story.
Oh, I'm so nervous. I know why you didn't tell the story before. This is our greatest moment. Okay, what? Yeah. So you're literally shutting the shoulds. You're shutting the shoulds on people's faces. You're shoving the shoulds on people's faces. And then what?
Oh my gosh. Well, then I get down.
Like, what were you thinking in your mind when that was happening?
Well, I'm
just
in fourth
were
grade.
You just scrambled.
I'm so embarrassed.
Yeah.
I'm so embarrassed. Yeah. I'm in tears, you know, instant crying. My uncle doesn't know what to do. He just holds my hand and he's like, let's find your mom. So we go find my mom and I'm crying a poop mess. And my mother goes, well, do you have any money left over? We'll just go get you some new shorts and in the gift shop. And listen, I had not a dime to my name. I'd spent everything. So she musters up some extra money and she buys me these shorts in the gift shop with Bugs Bunny embroidered on them. They were pink shorts and a little bitty Bugs Bunny head in the left short. And they didn't fit. I didn't have panties. They didn't sell panties in the gift shop. So now I'm walking around cleaned up with paper towels and water in these pink shorts that are two sizes too small the rest of the day. Stomach feels like torture. And now I'm chafing on my inner thighs. And I look like a hoochie mama with these shorts that are creeping up my butt cheeks. It was the worst vacation experience I've ever had in my life. And I hold that story because I don't know if I'm over it yet. I don't know. But I felt a little, I felt like, if somebody needed to know, man, this is the worst vacation that's ever happened, and they needed somebody else to have a story to mirror it against, I want you to feel freedom in this moment. You have not had the worst moment at a theme park ever. I can tell you, if you had, I want to hear it. I want to hear the shame in it. I want to hear, I want to know that I'm not alone. I'm telling you, when I think of vacation, it is the worst vacation moment I've ever had in my life. The most embarrassing. Nothing ever will beat that moment. Nothing. Nothing.
Well, not I keep thinking of my little Zoe, who's in fourth grade, and like what? Putting her in that situation is just so right? heartbreaking and so sad.
I know.
I feel sad. I'm so sorry, Candace.
I think I've had enough counseling. I've had enough counseling that I'm okay. I mean, look, I told everybody. I did something today. Yeah. I took courage where I never thought that I would. What was your worst vacation? What was your worst vacation, Jenny? If you were like, I'm never doing that again on vacation, what would it be?
My brain goes to a lot of different things. We've experienced, I'm not going to tell that. We've experienced some trauma from, we've had a hard vacation a couple of summers ago where, my family had to help somebody out. That was really hard. The grossest vacation was my husband wanted to go surfing. I don't even know, in Long Island or somewhere where it's like not really normal to surf, but like all the cool surfing people know to go there. So we joined with another family and we went on this big surf trip, but only they were surfing. So me and the kids and the other mom were like figuring out what to do. And our friends were like, just book this hotel. And they told us about the hotel and we get to the hotel and there was like bird poop, not just in the outside of the hotel, but somehow on the inside of the hotel, just smothered with bird poop and feathers. And the only other hotel was like the fancy hotel that cost probably millions of dollars. So we just suffered in this bird poop infested, bird feathery hotel. And we didn't even like get to the water or do anything fun. We were just like, okay, go surfing. So I don't know. And then I gave the kids money to use the vending machine. They were younger. So I'm like, let's go use the vending machine. And they like refused to use the vending machine. And I was like, this is what being a kid is like. Use those dollars.
Right.
And they just didn't care. I was trying to make it memorable by shooting them dollars to go in the vending. That was as fun as we were going to get. Vending machine, dollar bills. And they didn't even... So I forced candy upon them.
Both of our stories are similar in a really weird way with like candy, sweets, spending money, and poop. I don't know how we seem to just come together, but this is why we have the magic that we have, Jenny Randall. All right. So if that was your worst vacation, what was your absolute best? What was your best? And you're like, oh, if every day could be like this, I would do it. Oh my gosh, over and over again. Groundhog Day that day. That's what I want to relive.
Let's see. We grew up going camping every summer with my family, which was fantastic. And I don't know where, it must have been someplace in Maryland. I grew up in upstate New York. So I think we were in Maryland and they rented this amazing campsite. And we, at the time, we didn't have a camper. So we would bring like our blow up air mattress and put it in the tent. Mm-hmm. But we figured out that we could jump from the rock on our blow up air mattress into the water. So like elementary school, me and my younger brother and my sister would put our sleeping device in the lake and we would jump from this rock into the water. And it was just like the greatest freedom ever. And then we'd go fishing from our rock. It was just like the coolest campsite we've ever had. Gosh. So that made it really fun. And then, you know, s'mores and the whole family vibe. And it was just great.
And not once did you mention extravagant money that it costs, a ride that's going to feel like you're being thrown out of a plane into a parachute. I mean, isn't that it? Like my family vacation that I think is one of my absolute favorites. It was camping, but it was in an RV park. And I just remember exploring, getting up early, doing campfire with my family, walking around the woods. Mm-hmm. And then we visited the Andrew Jackson Hermitage. And so we got to see where he was at and we just walked through historic buildings, you know, I mean like stuff like that where, you know, as a little kid, you're like, do I really care about history? Probably not. But I just loved it. I loved the time with my family. I loved all the things that we got to do. And this is kind of circling into what we're talking about today is this idea that there are seasons of rest that come with vacation. That, and if you're not taking a physical vacation this summer, number one, I feel you. I feel you so hard. My whole childhood felt like a vacation and travel because we were so nomadic. You know what I mean? So I kind of like tense up a little bit when I think about vacation. I think about all the movies where they have nothing but woes getting to where they're trying to get, the actual movie Vacation from the 80s. You know what I mean? Where it's like, roll them up. We're in a bad part of the neighborhood. I'm a little scared, you know? Or we get there and it's shut down for construction wherever we were trying to get to. But this is really the thought that we're trying to bring to seasons as we wrap up today, is where are the moments that you have made an Ebenezer Stone? Where are the moments that you're saying, this is memorable, this brought me joy, this I shared with my people, this was something I want to do over and over and over again, I want to replicate this? Because seasons are cyclical. You're going to come back to this moment again. You're not going to have one summer your whole life. You're going to have multiple times to find these seasons of rest, these seasons of enjoyment. And I think there's beauty in actually being proactive about your season of enjoyment. So if you're for the first time experiencing joy and you're like, ooh, this is a foreign feeling to me. I don't know what to do when things are going right. I don't know what to do with happiness all of a sudden. Wait, don't spend that time walking on eggshells. Don't spend those hours waiting for the other foot to drop. Spend that time and make some memories. Fill up your spiritual scrapbook. Take some photos. Live in the moment. And make the most of it. And really do it with the people that you love.
I love this. When I think of vacation, Jenny's vacation vibes, or like even as an adult and a mom now, right? Like setting out for vacation. Yeah. There's such intentionality that goes around that, right? Like you have to clear the calendar. You have to make sure if your kids have activities that you let the coaches know. Like there's such intentionality to create almost that sacred rest, even if the vacation is, even if it's an adventurous vacation, right? You still have to create that space and intentionality to show up for it. And it reminds me of, we've done episodes on this, I think multiple times, but it reminds me of Sabbath rest, the rest we have in God. And there's an intentionality there to show up, to be present with God on vacation, to be present with your people, to hide your phone, right? To not be distracted from the moment, which is so easily and effortless for a lot of us. But I think when we think of this summer season, I've been so intentional the last couple summers to clear my work schedule. I mean, we're intentional with the podcast. We're not recording over summer. We want to be, Candace is really good at being with your kids when your kids are around. So she's taught me that by example, and just being intentional. And I know everyone can't do that, but it looks different for every family, right? For the physical, we're talking about physical summer season. It looks different for every family. But when you can be present and proactive to be present in the summer season, to enjoy the things of God, to enjoy the magical roller coasters somebody made, to enjoy the gross food that you're later going to poop your guts out on, like to enjoy these gifts from God with your people.
Yeah. Now summer is not the time to do a sugar fast. It's not the time to say, let's get on the Atkins diet this summer. No, you plan your summer beach around body. All the fun. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Don't do it. Resist. There is a time under heaven for every single thing. And the summer season is the season of enjoyment and fun and flourishing and feasting. It's a season that you get to go, isn't God so good?
Wear the bathing suits.
Oh, my goodness.
Put your suit on and get in that water and throw and spray water on your kids' faces. I don't know. Have some fun and enjoy that.
Get your hair wet. I think it's less about getting in a bathing suit as much as get your hair wet. Take the lashes off. It's fine. Get humble for a second. Just get in the water.
Yeah.
Come on. Let's go.
Yeah. Experience, like, remember when we were little and you just ride your bike around all summer and you chase the ice cream man and you're like, come over to go swimming, and you just jump in your friend's pool, and like it's almost, when you're little, there's like, well, maybe back in the day, I don't know how it is current day because my kids aren't at that stage, but when you're little and it's summer, You have no agenda other than like seeing your people and finding the ice cream man, like, and going swimming. Like, that's all.
Get the sprinkler out, run through it 15 million times. I mean, you know, do it, put some baby oil on a tarp and go to town. don't take that out of context and quote that ever, but I'm just saying for summer fun. Listen, I'll say this too. I'm going to change the subject because that was so uncomfortable. No. But I'm going
to now people are going to quote it, and because you said not to quote it, you put it on a shirt. More dramatic.
Put it on a shirt.
Did not say that quote. I did not affirm it. Just let the record show.
I was gonna say there is a difference with vacay Candace than there is work Candace. So, I want to address this before we end our show as well. When you're in the middle of a summer season and enjoyment season with the Lord, because here's the deal. I don't believe that your whole life is meant to be bitter and herbs and just lemons in your mouth and sucking it up and walking through the valley of the shadow of death every single day. I do believe that there are different seasons, and you will listen to this. This is a word for somebody right now. You will experience the joy and the fullness of the Lord in the land of the living, not on the side of eternity where you got to yet go and you see it and then it'll be complete. No. You'll get to see the joy of the Lord on this life, in the little things, in so many things that you don't even understand. And as you do that, as you go and you find yourself in a season that's refreshing and that's resting, don't be work mode, fill in the blank, whatever your name is. Be vacay mode, fill in the blank, whatever your name is. For me, I'd say don't be work Candace in this moment. Be vacay Candace. And there's a difference in who that person is. And I'm not saying I'm incongruent with my personality, but I am absolutely different in my expectation. And I want that
That's
for you.
It. Yeah. So I'm summer mom. And I've made it really dramatic when it's summertime. I'm like, guys, summer mom's here. And we like go to Walmart and buy blow up things for the water. I can't even remember. Floaties.
Inflatables. And floaties.
Inflatables. Zoe buys the $2 one and it lasts all summer. My son buys the $50 one. And of course, it breaks 2 days later. So it's like this fun contest of whose floaty can last the longest. Zoe always wins. But like, it's just like summer mom. I can say she doesn't have a care in the world because she does, but summer mom is intentional to not schedule, to show up, to press into the present moments, to not. And I think a lot of times, as I'm speaking as a mom, we can tend to be so distracted or even in work, so busy, so to the next thing, which this whole mini series has taught us to be present in the season, right? So acknowledging.
Don't waste another season.
Acknowledging the summer season, and your spiritual summer season might actually be in the physical winter. Okay. So we're not talking like practicality all the time, like, whatever you're in. But just the intentionality of being summer mom or summer Candace and I'm summer mom during winter break. You guys, summer mom comes out and clears the schedule and is fully present. And it takes, you know what it, I've read about people that go on intentional sabbaticals, and we've talked about sabbaticals before just off camera, but it usually, what I've heard, it takes people like 10 days or something to get work out of their system and to be fully present. Now I might've just butchered that, but it was a long amount of time that I was like, ew, that's gross. So like, what is it going to take for us to be fully present and detox from the go, 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 busy, 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 work, work, work. I'm doing this. I'm suffering. Oh, Lord. To really just be present and enjoy the things of God. We can't have a 10-day detox. Just do it.
What's it going to take? Let's give some practical advice. You ready?
Okay.
I got some how-tos. Mm-hmm. I got some how-tos.
Let's do it. I got a little note here. I'm going to.
You're going to take notes on this. Number one.
Oh, wow.
Ask yourself, what am I talking about? What am I talking about? When I go on date night, I knew something was wrong with my relationship with my husband when I was talking about two things more than one. I would talk about our past and I would talk about our future, but I wouldn't talk about the present. Ooh. I want you to take account of what you're talking about in your conversations when you're supposed to be enjoying the moment. Because here's the deal. That detox of work hasn't left you. If you're still dreaming about what the next project is, or how bad you did in your fourth quarter, and oh my goodness, it was awful. And so next season, man, I've got to get up on this, and I've got to devote more time doing this. Or maybe if I try marketing this, then this will come out better. This, if you're wrapped in conversations that revolve around what you've done or what you want to do, you're not enjoying your current season.
Ooh, I wrote down, are you being reflective? Are you remembering? Are you setting goals? Are you going, going, going? Or are you just being? Just be. Okay, I'm taking notes.
Date night, what that looks like for us is this. We don't talk about the former days of when we were young and fell in love. And how much, oh my gosh, when I met you, you were just so cute. And oh, can you believe we're here now? Wow. Where do we want to be in the next 5 years with our kids? What about 20 years when they leave the house? Who are we going to be then? I can get a lot from that. And I could feel really connected to my husband on that date. Absolutely. But there's something different. Come on, feel this moment with me. Like I took a deep breath because I already felt it before I said it. But say, gosh, feel this. Everybody, feel this. There's a difference when I look across the table at my husband. I'm going to get teary-eyed. And I tell him, you are a great dad.
Yeah.
You are doing incredible in this moment, raising our kids. I am so lucky that I am with who you are right now. Oh, I know what it's taken to get here. And I just want to tell you, you're enough. You're enough for our family. You're enough for me. You're enough for every dream that I've dreamed with you and ones that I still can't even dream up. But you're enough right now. There's no better version of you I want. There's no different version in the past that I'm still hoping will come back and visit. You are enough. Do you know how radical that changes your date night?
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Because you're seeing yes. the person.
Yes. And you're being, you're allowed. What greater gift is there to give to somebody else than saying, I see you now. And that's enough for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's enough for God.
That's good.
Enough for you. That's how you enjoy. That's how you get vacay Candace in the room. Shoot. Come on.
I got a number two.
After that statement.
I got a number two. Okay. I hope I don't throw off your, because I'm just jumping in. It's a zinger. Okay. I'm real excited about saying it. This relates to all that we've been studying in the biblical text over the last series. There's vanity in humanity, okay? Mm. But rest in the intentionality of knowing God.
Mm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you...
Say it again.
That's the crux of enjoying the summer season. Remember, there's vanity in humanity, but rest in the intentionality of knowing God. Mm. That's what it's all about.
So you got to be intentional in your rest. You've got to realize that everything else is that self-serving doesn't serve you.
Yeah. Holy mackerel. What's your number three?
Well, the only other thing I was going to say to kind of give you a gauge on how well you're enjoying is this. Do you feel shame in the moment that you're living, or do you feel freedom? Mm. I just think that sometimes we don't trust our gut enough to be able to really live a life of joy. And listen, this is coming from a lady that I'm writing books on joy for 7 years now. Okay. I've been diving into this topic about joy, and there's a commonality that I see with people that come in line and meet me. And I'm telling you right now, the biggest distraction from you to actually live in your freaking life is the fact that you're so afraid that you'll get it wrong or that you've done it wrong already. If you could just get out of the shame, you could be in the now. Just get out of the shame. Shame says you're not going to be good enough tomorrow. So it attaches to your future. Shame attaches to your past. You were never good enough to begin with. But man, freedom and actual living and actual joy and being present in the now, that says, woo, you know what? Come what may. Those three words, come what may, in this moment right now, I am free to be happy, free to enjoy, free to live. And that's not on your own merit, by the way. Any of y'all biblical people that you're wanting to just cancel us right now, that's all under the umbrella of what's underneath the sun that God's given us. That's underneath his grace. That's underneath his glory, his provision. But sometimes as Christians, we just don't get it. We don't get what he's done.
Yeah. Yeah. So the fourth one, after you go through that shame spiral of rejecting it and embracing just being and finding freedom, is rejoicing. And it even says in the verses we've been reading, this is a gift from God. Rejoicing, remembering that it all is all about him. We summer, we have fun, we're intentional because the Lord has provided us this season, right? So be present in it. Gosh, it is one of my greatest regrets. This is why I've started doing it. It is one of my greatest regrets when I've just survived the summer season with my children. Now I know, and I understand. I'm a working mom. I understand that's not for everybody. I'm just speaking from a place of walking through that and being on the other side of embracing my physical summer season. So don't miss out on the goodness that God is doing, on the opportunity he's provided you spiritually, both spiritually and in the physical. Schedule, be intentional to schedule those physical vacation days so you can rest from work, you can rest from worry, you can rejoice in what God is doing and be present with your people. It's so important, because let's take it a step further, when the season of sorrow comes, right? When the season of suffering or muddling through the unknowns comes, there's an anchor point, a moment of marking the goodness of God. And a lot of times we can trace it back to those summer seasons of being present and seeing what God is doing and being intentional to be with him. So the summer season is not just for you, but I think it outweighs just that moment, as it's setting this foundation of remembrance of the goodness of God. And that will sustain you in those harder seasons of life.
You know, I love what you're saying, because this entire series, we've been talking about maybe a grandiose overview of time.
Yeah.
That comes and goes. You know, I mean, we've been talking about seasons, and we know that physical seasons last for 3 to 4 months. That's really how long they last. They have a measurement. But what if I told you, as we're ending today's episode in this series, is that you can experience at some points all four seasons in one day? And sometimes you can. Sometimes you can have new things come into your life in a day. Some things can die in a day. Some things you can reap a harvest where you go, wow, today's the day that we're unloading that. Wow. And then some days you can experience your summer and your vacay in the middle of your day. And for me, a summer day and a summer season doesn't have to be a full 4 months of joy, but I can have summer every day. And here's why. Let me just tell you. My kids are now teenagers. Getting them to share anything is like pulling teeth. They will, I'm telling you, it is just, it's getting more and more difficult to get them to share. How was your day? But you know what they do? Every single night before bed, when they should be winding down, that's when they want to share. You know what I want to do every single night before bed? Zone out, veg out, watch a TV show, scroll on the Instagrams, on the social media
Eat
world.
Some popcorn.
Oh yeah. Give me a funnel cake. No, I just really find myself wanting to do something counter to them.
Unwind.
But I need to look up and see that this is my summer moment within my day. And when your kids say, Mom, let me tell you about so-and-so. Let me tell you about what happened in choir today. Let me tell you about what happened in this class. Oh, do you even know, did you know this existed in science in the whole entire world? Like, this has been happening. And you're like, yes, I did. I just want to be here. Let me tell you, embrace your summer in the middle of your day as well. Some summers are not lived alone, y'all. They're with the people, and your joy is contagious. The word tells us, rejoice with those who rejoice, mourn with those who mourn. Like, find that summer enjoyment with the people that you're closest to, and do it daily. It doesn't have to be a big thing that's coming around the corner. It could be today. Get in vacay mode. Let's go. Summer mode. Summer mom.
Summer. Be the summer. Shut the shutters. Be those summer. Shut the shutters. That's what we're going to call y'all now. Summer. Summer fun. Shut the shoulds. I think this we got to wrap it up, but this has been really great. We hope that this series on seasons has helped you not only reflect on what season you're in physically, but also spiritually, because it's also intertwined. Our hope is that you have the foundation of Christ who carries you through the seasons and the wisdom and guidance through the power of the Holy Spirit to be present in the season you're in. And to walk out, if you walk out all four seasons in one day, let us know, because that's intriguing to me, because I don't think I've ever had the language to reflect on if I've done that or not. And it's interesting to think through. Any last words, Candace? You've kind of led us through this season series.
I hope that this is just scratching the surface for some of y'all, because I think that there's a bigger life lesson in how to just enjoy life that are in these five episodes. We can't unpack all the things, but for if those of y'all that are really feeling like, I just want the most out of what life has, both here and now and forever, I want the most. I hope that this has given you a little bit of framework and curiosity so that you can go and really figure out how full and how rich and how deep and how wide this life can be with Jesus. It's so good. It's so good. So until we talk to you next time, we have so enjoyed this series with you, and we've enjoyed this season with you. Until next time, shut the should up, everybody.
If you've been inspired to stop shooting yourself, head over to iTunes and write a review and just give us all the stars.
If there's one thing you're going to should yourself with, you should subscribe to our show so you don't miss an episode.
See you next time.